R454B Field Guide A2L, a single refrigerant field guide to R454B, a low GWPA A2L blend replacing R410A in new residential and light commercial equipment. It's near 410A pressures, small blide, PO oil, A2L flammability handling, and how it differs from R32. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. R454B is a low GWPA A2L refrigerant that several major manufacturers chose as their R410A replacement in new residential and light commercial equipment. You'll see brand names like Pure on Advance. It's a blend, primarily R32 with R1234 IF, engineered so its pressures run close to R410A, which made it an attractive swap for equipment platforms that were built around R410A behavior. The headlines: it's an A2L mildly flammable. New handling rules: it's a low glide blend, charges liquid, but you don't have to fight a big bubble slash dew spread. It runs on POE oil, and its operating pressures are close to R410A, unlike R32, which runs a bit higher. It's one of the two A2Ls, alongside R32, that you'll spend the next decade plus learning and servicing. How it works. R454B is a zeotropic blend with a small glide, low single digits. Because the glide is small, field math is close to single point, but it's still a blend. So you charge it as liquid to avoid fractionation. Charging vapor would let the lighter component leave first and shift the composition. On a digital gauge set to R454B, you'll get separate liquid slash vapor saturation values. The small glide means they're close together. Its pressure sitting near R410A is the whole reason manufacturers picked it for 410 amp style platforms, but near isn't identical, so you set your gauges to R454B for accurate numbers. The A2L class is the new part, mildly flammable, low burning velocity, needs a fairly high concentration plus an ignition source to burn, disperses safely in a ventilated space, dangerous mainly as a large release in a confined unventilated space near ignition. So R454B equipment carries charge limits, often leak detection and mitigation, and you service it with A2L rated tools and ignition source control. It runs POE oil, with the same moisture discipline as R410A. In the field, confirm R454B on the data tag and select R454B on your gauges. Pressures are close to R410A, but use the right setting for accurate saturation values. Use A2L rated tools, recovery machine, gauges, leak detector, vacuum pump intended for A2L. Charge as liquid. It's a blend, so liquid charging protects the composition. Meter into a running low side so the liquid flashes before the compressor. Never slug the suction. Use the right reference on the small glide. Superheat against the dew point vapor saturation. Subcooling against the bubble point liquid saturation. A digital tool set to R454B gives you both. The glide is small so they're close, but read them right. Control ignition sources and ventilate during any service with release potential. Brazing near an A2L charge needs special care slash procedure. Don't defeat the safety features. Leak detection, mitigation fans, and charge limits are integral. Restore them if they fault. Treat the POE oil like R410A. Short open times, deep evacuation, fresh dryer, normal values and targets. Safety class ASHRAE 34, A2L, lower toxicity, mildly flammable, low burning velocity. Composition: blend primarily R32 with R1234 IF. Small glide, low single digits. Charge as liquid. Oil, PO. Hygroscopic, protect from moisture. Pressure character: close to R410A at the same saturation temp. This is its design intent, unlike R32, which runs a bit higher. Still set gauges to R454B for final numbers. GWP: much lower than R410A. The reason for the switch. Targets: cycle-based superheat slash subcooling, as usual about 10 to 20 degrees superheat fixed orifice, about 8 to 12 degrees subcooling TXV, read with dew point for superheat and bubble point for subcooling. Common faults and what they mean. Leak detection slash mitigation fault on an R454B system. Integral safety hardware. Diagnose and restore, never bypass. A defeated A2L safety device is a hazard, and a code slash listing violation. Pressure slash performance drifting after repeated vapor top-offs, fractionation, someone charged vapor and shifted the composition. On a badly leaked blend, recover and weigh in a fresh full charge as liquid. Superheat slash subcooling numbers look off. Check that the tool used dew point for superheat and bubble point for subcooling, and that R454B not R410A is selected. Wrong refrigerant and R454B equipment. Out of spec and unsafe. Recover and correct per the manufacturer. You can't put R410A in R454B equipment or vice versa. Moisture slash acid after a repair. POE drank moisture during a long open job or weak evacuation. Tech tips and gotchas. R454B vs R32. Know the two differences. R454B is a small glide blend that runs close to R410A pressure. R32 is a single component zero glide that runs a bit higher than R410A. Both are A2LS on POE. Pick the right gauge setting for the one in front of you. Small glide still means charge as liquid. The glide is small enough that the bubble slash dew values are close, but it's a blend. Vapor charging fraction, it's it. Liquid only. Near R410A pressure is a convenience, not permission to use the 410 amp scale. Set gauges to R454B for accurate saturation temps and therefore accurate superheat slash subcooling. A2L handling is the genuinely new skill. Your R410A charging instincts mostly transfer. Your safety practice does not. Get A2L training, rated tools, and ignition source discipline before working on it. Don't defeat mitigation hardware. Dispersal fans, sensors, and charge limits are there for the flammability. Restoring them is part of the repair. POE habits transfer from R410A. Moisture is the enemy. Seal it. Evacuate deep. Change the dryer. Safety slash code notes. ASHRAE 34 classifies R454B as a 2L. Installation slash service is governed by the equipment listing OL 60335 to 2-40 family and the mechanical slash fuel gas code editions that adopted a 2L provisions. Follow section requirements for charge limits, leak detection, and mitigation. Never bypass them. Use ignition source control and ventilation during any service with release potential. Recover per EPA 608 using a 2L rated equipment. Never vent. Never slug liquid into a running compressor meter so it flashes. Never mix refrigerants. A cylinder of fractionated slash mixed cylinder can't be reclaimed. Use cylinders slash equipment rated for the pressure class.